let's talk about this vaccine solution, because it's all we're hearing now is that this is the answer. Once everyone gets vaccinated, you can fly, you can go back to work, you can go to public places. And it's the only word I hear. It's also the one word that if I say it, I'm going to get videos taken down from YouTube. We're going to be censored and banned. A lot of your stuff has been banned and censored. Same with Dr. Judy Mikovits. Let me get your take on the vaccines, and then maybe you can formulate a good question that we can ask this panel about vaccines.
The vaccine that's supposed to be coming down the pipeline is a retrovirus RNA type vaccine, which is going to be the first commercially available in that category. And basically RNA rewrites our DNA. It repairs our DNA. So the vaccine that they're planning and bringing out, which if it is Moderna, which is the one that's been earmarked, which was on the brink of bankruptcy, $1.5 billion in the hole that Bill Gates salvaged. If they are the ones that get the contract, if they're the ones that actually come to fruition, which there seem to be earmarked by Dr. Fauci, it will be a retrovirus RNA type vaccine that has, one, never been tested in animals. Two, Moderna has never made any vaccine before. Three, Moderna has never made anything consumable by humans ever before. And four, they're going to go right into the human testing. And if this happens, certainly our children will not be able to have children, but more than likely beyond that, the second generation, I don't even know whether we'd get to the second generation, but definitely by the third generation, our genome, our genetic code, our DNA would not be what it is now. We would literally not be humans anymore. Now, the change in the genetic code is presumed to be so significant that the people that are going to be used as, that have volunteered to be the first humans to use this vaccine, have already been told that they cannot have sexual intercourse. There's no reproduction. They don't want anybody reproducing while undergoing this experimentation with the vaccine. And the only thing that I can deduce from that is that they're concerned that if somebody were to conceive a child, that there would be some significant abnormalities or things that they would not want the world to recognize and realize. So whether or not a person believes or agrees with the vaccination issue or not, this vaccine is hugely, hugely problematic, because most vaccines take 5 to 6 years to make. They always add adjuvants. They always add things to create stimulants, DNA adducts. They always put preservatives in there like mercury and formaldehyde and nickel. These are highly toxic substances. We don't even know what components of those things will be included in this COVID-19 virus, but we know that based upon the historical precedence of the success of vaccines, which is zero, that's a misnomer. There is no success of previous vaccines. That's the reason that I believe the agenda is nefarious. And one further thing before we go on, Brian, because I know we're going to have to set these things up as questions. Sometimes doctors, especially those that are just getting into this or just researching it, they'll say, well, what about polio? So if you want to look at things like polio, very simply look at polio and then look at the incidence of DDT. Now, most chemical compounds that have been introduced into the global economy, it takes of the dirty dozen, the 12 most toxic substances that are banned across every nation on the planet, those 12, before they became banned, had been used in global commerce for a minimum of 50 years, most of them for over 70 years before it was determined how dangerous they were. Now, back then, during the smallpox era, there was a chemical called DDT, and DDT is today considered one of those dirty dozen. Nobody uses it. It's considered toxic, and it's considered banned from all nations. But there were ads in the United States with children saying, flies don't land on me because I've had my DDT. That's, you remember the era when it used to say a cigarette a day keeps the doctor away? Well, this is about DDT. Flies won't land on me because I've had my DDT. Now it's a dirty dozen. So when people say, what's that got to do with polio? The incidence of polio, if you graph it, and the incidence of the use of DDT, polio was 6 months behind the incidence of DDT. So when you would see DDT levels peaking, you would see polio peak 6 months later. Then you'd see DDT usage dropping, you'd see polio 6 months later drop. Now, this is a very interesting observation. I don't know whether that means that DDT was causing it, but certainly smallpox vaccine was not the reason that smallpox was eradicated. I believe it was because we stopped using DDT. So this is a political thing. But when it comes down to the aspect of vaccinations, people say, Dr. Buttar, you're an anti-vaxxer. I'm not anti-vaccine. I'm anti-stupidity. Because if there was a vaccine that didn't have all those preservatives in there that are highly toxic, like mercury and formaldehyde and nickel, and didn't have the DNA adducts that are added to increase a reaction, if they didn't have various human cell lines, mutated human cell lines, DNA from other species like dogs and monkeys with other viral loads in there, if they didn't have all those things in there and they actually were given at a time when a child could seroconvert, because we give these vaccines on the first day of the planet, yet a child's immune system can't even seroconvert, can't even mount an immune response till 6 months to a year of age. So now we've got all these components, and then using things like mercury, the body can't even eliminate it till the alimentary system is fully developed, which takes about a year for the alimentary tract to develop. So we're giving poisons to children under the pretense of increasing the immune response, but we're also adding things that suppress the immune system at the same time, giving it at a period when the immune system isn't even capable of seroconverting. So to me, that's stupidity. I'm anti-stupidity. If you want to have a vaccine, which I believe right now there's no safe vaccine, but if they made a vaccine that didn't have DNA adducts, didn't have mutated human cell lines, didn't have adjuvants, didn't have mercury, nickel, formaldehyde, and other contaminants and other things that are dangerous that suppress the immune system, didn't have glyphosate, which now they have glyphosate in there. They have Roundup, the weed killer in vaccines. If they didn't have all that stuff in there, and it would actually given at a time when a child could actually seroconvert, like at a year and a half of age, and it didn't cause any harm, I would be all for it. I would be totally for it. So I'm not anti-vaccine, I'm anti-stupidity. And I have a feeling that almost every doctor on here that's done enough research would agree with me, but let's take the vote and see.
All right, what's the question?
A lot, right, Brian? So we need to probably decide what the question is.
The question has to be, you know, do you believe that vaccination in the next 12 months is, you know, a bad idea? Is that what you're asking? You know, how do you frame this to where we can actually get, you know, a consensus?
Let's ask three questions. First of all, the current methodology that's used to develop vaccines and administer vaccines based upon the historical precedence over the last 29 years, how many people agree with that vaccination schedule and how it's administered? Let's leave COVID out of it for a second.
Okay, so just the current vaccination schedule, how many people...
Giving it on the first day of the planet and all the ingredients and all the components that I discussed. How many people agree with that? Or how many people, disagree is what we want to say, right? Because we want to count the hands.
Okay, so if you disagree with, and say that one more time, with the...
The hands are already up.
Yeah, okay.
How many people disagree with the current methodology used to give vaccinations since 1991, since the National Vaccine Initiative?
Okay, just keep the hands up if you're not. And I'm just looking through here. And it's not everyone, but it's probably 80, 90%. But there's some people that don't agree. That's fine. This is what we want. We want to find out what the numbers are here. And just keep those hands up as we scroll through. Just want to make sure we get all that.
And it's way more than that. I've only counted two hands. I'm on the third page. I've only counted two hands that are not up.
Yeah. Okay, so we're probably at 95%.
Then there's a lot of people who we can't see, but right. Everybody that we can see, their hands are, yeah.
Okay.
Only two people whose hands aren't up.
Okay, so that's the current regime of the vaccination. What's the next question you want to ask about the potential COVID-19 vaccination?
Based upon the fact that we have hydroxychloroquine and Zithromax that we see no deaths have occurred, and based on the facts that it normally takes 5 years to bring a vaccine to fruition, how many people support a vaccine for COVID-19 right now that they're going to roll out, let's say in the next 3 months, 6 months, a year, within the next 2 years, how many people would support?
Let's go with support. Let's see support, and we'll just see if any hands go up. How many
people support the use of a vaccine, COVID-19, in the next year?
In the next 12 months. Okay, just hold the hands up, and if you do believe that, feel free to hold it up. That's okay. All right.
Nobody on the first page. Nobody on the second. Oh, wait a second. There's one person on the second page.
Okay.
Oh, down. He's pointing down. He's got his thumb pointing down. Yeah, when you put your hand up there, Dr. Kashu is actually pushing his thumb down. So I thought it was a hand up. Okay, never mind.
So there's not a single doctor on this panel that we can see.
I don't see any hands up.
Of 150 that believes we should go ahead with the COVID-19 vaccine in the next 12 months. Is that what you're saying?
There's 160 doctors. I don't see anybody's hands up. So everybody agrees that there should be there's no justification for having a vaccine for COVID-19 in the next year. That's what we said, next 12 months, right?
Yes.
So none of the 160 doctors right now feel that there's any justification for COVID-19. And raise your hand if I said this wrong, if you agree with this. There's no justification to have a vaccine that's rolled out. Typically, it takes 5 to 8 years. They're trying to roll something out in the next year to treat something that we'll talk about that is not justified. That is not justified to create a pandemic. That doesn't even justify a pandemic. But how many people agree that there's absolutely no justification for use of a vaccine for this issue? How many people agree there's no justification?
Raise your hand. There's no justification for the use of a vaccine for this issue, is what you're saying. All right, let's just, if you can just keep those hands up, please. We just want to scroll through. Okay, I'm just counting those. I think it's pretty much everyone. Just keep those hands up. We just want to scroll through here. I'll be honest, Dr. Bhatia, I'm shocked. I did not expect so many doctors to be completely against rolling out a COVID-19 vaccine in the next 12 months.